Central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome to Friday, everybody. It is the Friday version of Feedback. You heard him. 715-845-2155 is the phone number. If you'd like to be a part of our program, we'd love to have you be a part of our program. That's why we do this hour. It's for you, so that you can call in and let us know what you think. Of course, it's Friday, Open Phone Friday, so you get to direct what we're talking about. We're waiting for our special guest. She'll be here in a few minutes. Rachel Duffy is going to stop by the studio, class the joint up a little bit. So, Tom, be on your best behavior, please.
Okay, if I must.
You think you can do that just once?
I'll try.
Don't be rude like you were to our guest yesterday. Be nice.
I was rude yesterday?
You were terribly rude yesterday.
No, I think discussing and criticizing a guest's talking points is not being rude. That's why I'm here.
Well, that's...
What am I, as Oliver North once put it, what am I, a potted plant? Well, that was his attorney.
You can express yourself. You cut her off. You argued.
Okay.
I'm learning. You were you.
I'm learning interview techniques from the master. That would be you.
Oh, God. Really? What do you want now? I'm not giving you...
In the few minutes we have here before the guest arrives, let's just throw out this this idea with these bird sculptures.
Yeah, that's very interesting point. I wanted us to talk about that, yeah.
I am a fan of the birds and art. I mean, Wausau is known as a bird city. We've got the birds and art at Lee Yawkey Woodson that has become
a lot of people,
an international sensation. Right,
and a lot of people in your line of thinking are bird-brained,
Stop it for a minute. The question I've got is, do you spend six figures for these sculptures to beautify the city as people come into town, when all of these other situations either don't have funding or are losing funding?
All right.
We can't keep cats alive at the Humane Society anymore, at the shelter, because there's no money for it. And yet we've got six figures for metal birds that are supposed...
How much did we spend for the birds? Which, by the way, I don't know if you noticed, but they're already rusty.
$100,000.
Was it $100,000?
I'm looking at the story here. Let's see.
You know, there is a... this is a very intricate balance that you have to walk.
Spend $100,000, and there's another $200,000 budgeted to light them at night.
Okay. Is this entirely tax dollars, or was a grant? Was there a donation? Wausau area is probably, from what I've been able to see and experience, one of the most interesting areas I have ever been in the United States for things getting done through charitable donations. This is an amazing area for that.
This is money that was budgeted by the city.
Okay. You have to walk a fine line here, okay? We do depend on people coming to this area that don't live here.
No doubt.
We depend on them coming in for shopping, for restaurants, tourism of different venues. The curling center that was just put up, all this stuff. So in order for this to be successful, this has to be an attractive place for them to come.
I would argue that city money should be used for projects like the curling center, like the rafting rapids downtown. Yeah. These are the situations.
These are investments that do have a return.
Now, are these metal birds going to bring more people into the area?
No, they are not. Nobody's going to go, oh, I know what let's
are
do
they
today.
Going to keep, is not having them going to keep people from visiting
no,
the area?
Absolutely not. There's not going to be anybody that says, oh, let's go to Wausau today to see the birds. Or if they weren't there, I don't want to go to Wausau. There's no birds. That's not going to happen, especially why the Brits would want to come here anyway. Anyway, but it does improve your experience when you're here, all right? When you drive through, it is an aesthetic experience that may make you want to come back. Or when you start talking to your friends and family about the great time you had, as my friends back home say, Wausau,
It may, taking that from the old commercial.
Yeah. It may give you a little bit of a word of mouth better experience.
I understand, I understand the art people are going to paint me as a Philistine who doesn't understand aesthetic value
Tom,
and all that.
Not just the art people.
I get that, but when last week we have a headline that the Humane Society and the shelter doesn't have money to handle cats. To take care of them, that they're going to have to euthanize them.
Yeah.
But we have money for this.
Yeah.
That's a problem in my mind, anyway.
Okay.
And that's just one situation where there's
the
money
problem
being taken
I have. Here's the problem I have. How many people, how many children tonight are going home and they don't know if there's going to be dinner?
Yeah, absolutely.
That bothers me. Cats, I don't care. I'm sorry. I don't care. You know? Children, I care.
Well, there's no question.
How many old people tonight
don't have heat for their house?
Thank you. That I have a problem with. In a perfect world, I will say this. In a perfect world, if we budgeted ourselves well and managed our money well, then I would say, let's take care of those that are hungry. Let's take care of those that are cold. And then if there's $100,000 left over, let's put some metal birds in the middle of the street and make it look beautiful. That is my attitude. I understand the investment to bring in tourism dollars, which raises more revenue for us to take care of the kitties and the kids and everything. I understand that.
If you're going to do something like this, your suggestion of having it sponsored by someone, having it paid for by someone, having it, you know, whether it's a business or an organization, that should be the way this stuff is done.
I would go along with that. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Norm.
Norm, what can we do for you, sir?
Oh, with the birds on Stewart Avenue, saw an individual stalling one of those yesterday.
Yeah.
And my first thought was, how are they going to keep from damaging them when they plow the snow?
That's an interesting aspect too.
Because they look kind of fragile.
Yeah, I don't know. I do. When they plow, don't they just pile the snow up in the middle? They don't plow in the middle, do they?
No.
All right. Well, then I think that's probably what's going to happen. They're just going to. I believe they'll probably just pile it up on top of them, and hopefully there's enough of an anchor there that
they eventually take the snow away and deposit it elsewhere.
Yeah.
In your backyard.
Thanks for calling, Dave. Is that you?
Yeah. Say, I want to chime in on this discussion.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Regarding the birds. When people come to Wausau, they're going to remember driving on Stewart Avenue or Grand Avenue, those rough, decrepit streets before they'll remember the birds.
You know, you got to.
That's. And they got the priorities all fast backwards.
I am going to tell you right now, I agree with you. I have got a funky squeak in my front end because of a few of our potholes, and I mean in my car, not me personally.
I was going to tell you that I've got a doctor that can handle that for you.
Put the gloves away. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
This is Tony the Tax Terminator.
Hey, Tony, what can we do for you?
Hey, these birds.
Yeah.
Here's so many things that are kind of wrong with this when you really think about this. First, it's over $200,000 they figure by the end. That's the projected that they, and with always projections, with government, we all know the number's low. So go another third of that to add on, and that'll be the final cost. The next thing is the balance. Yeah, we need something to attract tourists and something to keep the city unique and stuff like that. That's all fine. But right now, with the economy, with everything going on, loss of jobs, and like this humane shelter, we can't take care of what we already have.
Yeah.
So why add more? And then these birds, the maintenance, they're going to have lights. They're going to get rusty after a while.
Well, they're already rusty. No, they fixed that issue. They're already rusty.
They're going to look like a bunch of dead black chickens on the side of the road after a while.
Thanks for calling in, man. Yeah, I will share with you. I want to take a break, and we'll come back. If our guest is here, we'll of course talk to her. But if not, I'll share with you a fight I got into with the city of Lakeland Florida Southern College, and the management of my radio station back home over a tourism center. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
Thank you for such a great show.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
When I found out that $1 million from the city and $1 million from the county was going to be going to pay for this tourism center on the campus of a private, wealthy college, I went ballistic. We had issues
you
with...
You know.
I know, hard to figure. Teachers in our county were not only not getting pay increases and step increases and so forth, but they were getting ready to be furloughed and take pay cuts because of the budget. And they want to spend $2 million for a private college? No. I went off on it. Guess who was on the board of the directors of the college and was all in favor? That's right, the owner of my radio station. We had a lot of yelling going on about that. I lost. Because when it came down to it, I made my point. Everybody knew how I felt, and I put the pressure on. But I caved because I didn't want to lose my job. And I was told if I didn't shut up, I'd lose my job. All right, let's go to the phones. It is my pleasure to have via the telephone with us the one and only, the incomparable Rachel Duffy. Good morning to you. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you, Seth? It's so great to be on the phone with you.
Well, it is an honor and a privilege to have you on the phone with us. Now, it's my understanding, and I know you're probably too humble to bring it up yourself, so I'm gonna brag on you a little bit. You won recently the Margaret Thatcher Innovator Award. Is that correct?
That's right. Last Friday, I was in Milwaukee for the Right Women Wisconsin Award Ceremony, and I was nominated, and I was really fortunate to win, and it was just a wonderful night for conservatives in general. I mean, we hear a lot of stuff on the left, on the progressive side, about the war on women, and what I saw was a room full of, you know, great women, a night celebrating women, and really, you know, sort of talking about our contributions. And, you know, Margaret Thatcher is the one who said, you know, if you want someone to say something, ask a man. If you want someone to do something, ask a woman. And that room was full of doers in that. And it was just it was black tie. It was a beautiful dinner. It was just wonderful.
So the recognition was for your work in reaching out to certain groups and getting people educated and informed and involved in the conservative movement.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, they play little video vignettes of all the nominees before they, you know, open the envelope and announce. But in my case, I think it's one that I really try and bring our conservative message into mainstream media, whether that's on The View or, you know, I do segments on the Today Show. And it's not always, sometimes it's very subversive. It's not as overt, but I'm out there. And a lot of times, especially on mainstream media, we're just not there. I mean, we don't show up, we're not invited, or we're afraid to go into that lion's den and take the heat. And I think a lot of times we underestimate that, you know, the folks on the West Coast and the East Coast that run the media, the mainstream media, are not representative of the middle of America that actually watches it. And so if you're looking for applause in the room, you're not going to get it. But meanwhile, you're representing a lot of people in the middle of America, and I get a lot of great responses when I do mainstream media. And then the other work I do is with an organization called the Libre Initiative, and we're a nonprofit organization that messages to Hispanics on basically the American dream and how do you achieve it and how do you achieve success for yourself and for your family. And we do that through teaching about principles and policies like free market, entrepreneurialism, hard work, and self-reliance. And those are all very innate cultural values for Hispanics. So it's a message that's very sellable. I think I have to tell you the hand-wringing that went on after the last election about Hispanics. we have the answer. When we just talk about conservative principles, Hispanics are on board. They are the hardest working people you'll ever know. They're willing to sacrifice for the next generation. and they really have everything it takes to achieve the American dream. When we present that, they're on board.
Yeah, we are being told a variety of lies by politicians on the left, the mainstream media. The biggest lie that we're being told in general is that as conservatives, we are a small, insignificant, rebellious group that needs to be quieted and ignored, that we are not the mainstream. That is inaccurate. Conservatism is the backbone of this country, and I believe it is the predominant attitude toward social issues and politics. It still is. There are many, many misinformed individuals that would like to say, no, it's not. But that is not accurate.
And it's a very concerted effort. I mean, if you watch television, watch any liberal pundit or liberal politician, and the first word that comes out of their mouth when they're referring to conservatives is radical. I mean, they say it all the time, and it's sort of like repeating that lie, and they're really trying to present us as being a fringe group, and I think you're absolutely right. And I see that all the time when I do mainstream. You know, if I walk onto the set of The View and I'm looking to feel validated, I'm not going to feel validated in a studio in Manhattan. You know, they're not going to like what I have to say. And I have to remind myself, you know, when I'm in the green room before I walk out, that this isn't my audience. My audience is out there in Iowa and Wisconsin, North Dakota, and Arizona. And I have to speak for them. And so that's what we do. On the Hispanic side, the other big lie that's being told, and I think Obama has been brilliant at this, is that the American dream is dead. And if people think the American dream is dead or rigged so that only rich white people can achieve it or well-connected people can achieve it, then you need big government. Then you need Obama. You need bureaucrats. You need community organizers. And what we tell people through our organization is the dream, believe it or not, it's still alive. And if you're willing to work hard and you're willing to invest yourself, your effort, your life, your into your business, into whatever it is that you're trying to do, you can achieve that. And I'll tell you, when we talk to Hispanics, Seth, they don't want crumbs off the government table. They want real opportunity to rise up into the middle class and beyond. And that's what we show. We do it through videos. We show American Dream stories of real everyday Hispanics who have achieved that dream. And when you put those two things up next to each other, if you put a life of government dependency and a life of limitless opportunities, you know, through conservative principles of entrepreneurship and hard work, I'll tell you 100% of the time, they want what we're selling.
And
we just got to get up there and sell it.
And see, and that's the issue. And we are going to harp on this until the job is done, that conservatism is nothing to be ashamed of. Requiring an individual to be self-reliant, requiring an individual to take responsibility for their actions, and encouraging people that if you do have the ability to be your best in America, but it's not when you are working with or for the government. That's not how it happens. We're going to keep
that
going.
And I think his conservatives don't want to make it harder for people to get government assistance.
No.
I think what we want to do is make it easier for people to get jobs. And I think when we start spinning what we're doing in a positive light, showing the final outcome, people want what we're selling.
That is absolutely true. Thank you for being on our program this morning, and thank you for the work that you're doing. And please keep it up, and please let us know what we can do to help.
You got it. Thanks so much, and thanks for the good work you're doing in our community.
Well, I appreciate that as well. I'm not sure what I do other than smack Tom around, but I will continue to do it.
That's a very important job. Thank you for
saying that. You're welcome. Rachel, thank you very much.
You got it.
All right, WSAU, we're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about what Russell Brand, a British citizen, is saying needs to happen in our country. We'll be back. 715-845-2155.